This is so hittable, it's unbelievable. But it's going to take some orchestration. Goals don't happen by accident. You got to keep that in mind. Nothing happens by accident.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave. We're here today on Leadership Now, special edition here in Fiji with Bill Mitchell, Senior Executive Vice Chairman and my great friend and business partner and ally of 30 years. And what we want to talk about today in this podcast is we want to talk about our plans for the future. You know, so many times in both our careers and other people's, I think that people wait until later in the fall, like in December, to start really thinking about the next year. Sometimes that's too late, especially if you're going to try to do something really big. So here it is. We're in September. We're in Fiji. And what's on our mind is not just this beautiful place we are, but really where we are in business, what this position is that we find ourselves in. We've got this incredible collection of leaders that all have such an amazing, broad collection of strengths that all have not been stretched to find out what they're really capable of. And so we wanted to try and find a way to create a master plan that they could all plug into that would really find out not only how good they are, but maybe how good their team is and how ready they are for something like this. And that can only happen when there's a something bigger than yourself is planned. And so it really reminds me of, having done this for going on 37 years, as I think back into the early 80s in the pre-internet, pre-computer era. We were rocking along, and our leader at the time mentions that, you know, we've got so many people licensed that if everybody just did something like one sale a month with our average face amount at the time, if you added that up, we would be able to knock off the number one company in the industry, which at the time was Prudential, and they'd been number one for a century. And so it sounded kind of preposterous that this ragtag little group of people could get together and do something like that, but the math was there. And so back then, all you could really do was make a commitment. And sometimes they didn't find out for 60 days if a sale would even hit because it was a non-computer era, non-high-tech era. So we made those commitments, and they gave us some recognition for what we committed to. And it was in our offices, and we looked at it, and we thought about it. And then we had regular calls and things to discuss it and kind of updates to call in your numbers, if you can imagine calling in numbers. And as it turned out, we ended up beating Prudential in 1984, and we even had to have a meeting at halftime halfway through the year, and our leader back then, Art, he got Ray Parker Jr. in there to sing Who You Gonna Call Rockbusters, like the Ghostbusters movie, and we had t-shirts with the Prudential rock being blown in a million pieces, and it was pandemonium, and I remember Art saying, hit them in the morning and hit them at night and knock their butts off, and the whole place went crazy and just the being part of something that big. Now, you know, we're not thinking about taking on Prudential by ourselves at this point, but here's what I will say to you. I think that we've got that in us. I think there's a thing we can do that we'll find out how good all of our teams are. And so as we started looking at how much we do on an annual basis, how much production we do, and we're one of the teams in our company that's been one of the great super teams to be at a point now where we do 30 plus million points a year. And that means $30+ million is paid to our organization, to our leaders and our associates. But to look at that and think, well, okay, that's pretty good by normal standards, but what are we capable of? What can we do if we really all put our minds to it? So we started looking at it, and though we've got thousands of people licensed, if we had 1,800 people commit to a plan where they just did one average sale a month, we do over $100 million in 2018 in production, and that would be triple what we're doing. Of course, that would mean lots and lots of families served. You know, over 20,000 families would be served in 2018. It would mean that over $100 million in cash be paid to our organization. And I actually, now that I'm really looking at it, Bill, you and I have been talking. We think we might be able to do another 10 or 20 or 30% more than that, and maybe do the most net business that's ever been done by one of these kind of teams in the history of this industry, these kind of teams we built. And so you look at that and you start thinking, gosh, well, what would that look like and what does that mean? Well, if you look out there in the industry, if we use IUL, for instance, as a product example, the average IUL product sold in the industry is about $8,000 in target. Now, we focus on Middle America, and we focus on all the markets. And so as a company, our average is about $3,000. But our team is a little more than that. We average about $4,500 as a team. And I know there's some other teams within our organization that are maybe younger or have younger clients. And so for some of you, this may mean you might have to do two sales a month, or maybe two sales a client, where you do one of term or one of IUL or one of some other investment or something. But the bottom line is 4,500 points a month per insurance license, per person that makes a commitment to do this. And so we decided to create a contest we're calling the $100 Million Surge. We're going to announce this officially here in a couple weeks on our first Leadership Live TV show. But for now, this is mid-September. You're going to get a podcast version of this, kind of get a sneak peek at it. You're going to be one of the first to hear about it. And I'll tell you this, in all my years of doing this, Bill, I know you feel the same way. We have not had so many people so excited about having something like this to run for, what it might mean, what it might look like. I think that when you take a team of leaders that's ready, and you plug into them a goal bigger than themselves, but also one that mentally, when you look at it, is so darn hittable. The good leaders in our business are people that look at their business and maybe, let's say, the beginning of being a good leader is you do 1 million points a year. Okay, at 1 million points a year as a team, you probably have your $100,000 ring, and you're probably feeling like you're moving forward. But we got to look at it, and I want you to think about something. Do you realize that if you had just 100 people, not 1,000, not 5,000, just 100 people, and they committed to do one sale a month, that would be, using 4,500 points as the average, that would be 5.4 million points in a year. And so if we had 20 leaders on our team commit to that, do you realize that would be, that'd be 100 million there. Well, we looked out at our team, Bill, and we came up with the fact we've got probably 50 or 60 teams that are capable of being at 100 licenses.
Currently, we have that.
Currently, and making those kind of commitments, and what that would look like and how big that could really be. And you start getting at the 5 million point level. Well, now you start getting up to 3, 4, 5, 600,000 in overrides, plus what you do in your base and personal. It wouldn't surprise me if somebody at that level could get up to not far from seven figures in cash flow. And that's where everybody wants to be. Everybody that becomes part of this company has a dream of becoming a seven-figure earner. And now we're going to lay out a plan that's so darn hittable. And the point I'm making on this is, you know, back in the 80s, some of us started back then, you had to have between 20 and 30,000 people to make $1 million a year in overrides. And so none of us had that. None of us even think that big. And so we didn't do it. And then as the 90s started, we started this company, we'd look out there, and all of a sudden it was between 2 and 3,000. Well, that's a heck of a lot more hittable than 20 to 30,000. And so people like Bill and I, we looked at that and thought, well, shoot, if we got all this help and all these tools and all this technology, well, shoot, let's go do it. Well, I don't see myself with 20, but I could see myself with 2,000. Well, now we look at it. It's a couple hundred.
Right.
And it's evolved. You know, back in the 80s, our average client, it was about a $600 sale. And then in the 90s, it was about a $2,000 sale. And now it's 4,500. So there's a part, one of the reasons why that's possible. But now you've got to have some way of collecting it, some way of gathering it and creating momentum. And that's what we're talking about here. So we're going to announce this contest, the $100 Million Surge. And I think it's going to blow people's minds what we're going to be able to do. And we're not going to be able to just ask for a commitment and have you call the numbers in like we did back in the 80s. We're going to be able to identify somebody that wants to become a leader on this team. And we've always said that being a leader on a championship team, there's just nothing like it. And to think that we're going to leapfrog over all these teams inside of our company that we'd all like to see ourselves do. And do that by really serving families and just working harder and being more passionate and more focused. But just thinking about what it takes to go from where you are today to getting 100 licenses. You know, that if you had 100 licenses plus, what if you went and you got 10 wide and you helped each one of them go out and do that same thing. The next thing you know, that's what, 110, 111 people counting yourself. That's how you do it.
Well, that's right in line. When I came here, I was told by you and the founder of the company, you go out and build 7 to 10 key people, not 700, not 7,000, not 70. Of course, more the better, but 7 to 10 key direct people, and you'll be financially independent.
Right.
And that's never been more true. The economics of what's going on now is a lot different. You mentioned Prudential. I remember the days when there was a Prudential insurance office literally almost in every neighborhood. And now they're more in the investment business, but you couldn't find a Prudential insurance office these days with a bloodhound. They're just not around. And that just gives you an idea how big the marketplace is out there, you know, for what we're doing. And so you go out and build 7 to 10, and now we're not saying 7 to 10, we're saying 10. Nice round number 10. And we've identified, you know, probably, I think we have identified, what, about 30 plus right now. We think there's probably 40 or 50 capable of it. So we're getting with some of your leaders. We're going to be asking you something at the end of the podcast. We're going to ask you a question here at the end of the podcast. We'll want you to answer. But you go out and build 10 direct people and help them do the same thing, and you'll be financially independent the rest of your life. There's no question in my mind about that. And keep in mind that distribution, let me just change this just a little bit here. Distribution is king. Always has been, always will be. You know, I was thinking about Kroger, you know, the grocery store chain, and how big they are in the Midwest and maybe some other areas. And then I flew out to California, and my son has a new place to live out there, and they've got Ralph's out there, and Ralph's is owned by Kroger. And see, Kroger knows what business they're in. People think Kroger's in the people think Kroger's in the grocery store business. No, they're in the distribution business. More outlets, the better. You know, Walmart's in the distribution business. And any company, including any financial services company, more outlets, the better. The companies out there that have the most outlets always do the most business eventually. Always. Not going to change that. And it's the same way with me as an individual, or Tom, or any of our other big leaders. The people who and leaders who have the most licensed people will always do the most business. Now, that doesn't mean the most, you know, new recruits, although that there's a big correlation there. It is the most licensed people will do the most business, always. And so probably as a first step to really wrap your mind about what we're trying to do here is you want to build distribution. You go out there and build distribution, which means you'll be building a big team, not some team where it's thousands of people. That will come. We're asking, and we would like to know who's in on going 10 wide and helping those 10 do the same thing. You go ahead and do that, and that's about 5 million points a year.
Right, and that puts you in a whole different place. I mean, the people that have done 5 million points a year in this company are very, it's a short list. And I think we can rewrite the record books. I think we can do that. And how you do that is once you get your team assembled that way, we've got an award we're having designed by an artist right now that's going to be a wave-looking award, and we'll make sure we have the TV show about this. You get to see a picture of it, but it's beautiful, and it has your name on it. And what it says is we're going to have two versions of it. We're going to have one version for doing 4,500 points a month personally, and whether that's me or you or anybody else, and that one says, I'm in, and it has your name on it, and then across the front are 12 different little magnetic spots. And each month, we're going to send you that you hit 4,500 points. You're going to get a little square medallion that will attach on there with a magnet. And it's going to spell out Wealth Wave 18 if you get all the letters. And you won't want to have any blanks. You're making that commitment, just like we are, and you're going to do it. And if you miss a month, you'll be able to go back and do that extra production and get the letter you missed. And that'll be the personal side of it. The next level of it's going to be called We're In, and that's for the SMB base. And what those people will be able to do is you're going to make a commitment that you and your SMD base, you're going to do 25,000 points every month. Now, whether that's you with four people who have committed to do this personally, plus yourself, doing it that way, or having a bigger base like I know many of you do. And if you can do more than 25, great. But 25 is the minimum. And we think we can get, you know, 2,000 to 3,000 people to commit to that on an individual basis, and at least 400 or 500 of our SMDs to commit to that. And you start looking at those numbers, we blow past 100, but 100 is the minimum. And the success that that's going to allow us to build, you know, you build your business and you build your team, and you know you've got the people there that you can go to and say, we're going to do a sale a month personally in 2018. If you're an SMD, we're going to ask you to have four leaders on your team do that plus yourself, which is 25,000 a month. And if you do that, you say we're in. Beyond we're in, the convention we're going to talk about here in just a second, that we're talking about having early in 2018, we're going to call that convention all in. And so everybody that comes to it is going to be all in. They're going to be excited about their future, excited about what we can do as a team. And we're just going to find out how good we really are. We know we're good. We've got a lot of experience, a lot of licenses, a foundation of assets and other kinds of client accounts and things that give us points every month. But we're going to go out and do this in a new area. We're talking right now to our flagship product providers, companies like Transamerica, Nationwide, and Voya, and Pacific Life, and they're all excited. They're all preparing themselves to be able to have this new surge of business. And I think it's going to give us a chance to do something that we've talked about and thought about, but never really done as a team, and that's to find out how good we really are.
Well, when you talk about the concept of all in, you can't do anything big without being all in. And the first step to being all in is saying, I'm in. And then you build a team, we're in, and you're all in. So there's no substitute for that kind of commitment. That, in fact, that's the first step to greatness, is making that kind of commitment. And, you know, I believe we know how good we are, but there's another thing in knowing how good you are and actually going out there and knocking it out and proving how good you are. And some of you that are listening to this probably don't realize how good you really are, because you really are good. But we're going to put some numbers to this and we're going to knock it out. This is going to be a massive amount of families helped and a massive amount of cash flow to the field. And so between now, let me know if I'm getting too far ahead on this, between now and the end of the year, Tom, the job is
to be in constant communication with your team, to make sure your team is appointed with all the proper product providers, to make sure they're armed, that they know how to use the software to do sales and know how to work the proposal software. One more thing that I think is important is maybe to go back and make a new prospect list. Everybody should have 25 to 50 to 100 new prospects you think might be client prospects. Maybe somebody in your filing cabinet that hasn't been seen in a long time that needs to be updated, all the way through somebody you know or know of that you haven't talked to or maybe haven't followed up with. And this should be something where we start a new level of activity. Whatever pace you were going at, I mean, you sit down and take a look at what could happen with the number of people you have insurance licensed times one sale a month. It will blow your mind. And all you got to do is get in the communication business and communicate to them, here's what we're doing as a team, here's what the overall team is doing, here's what we're shooting for, and we'd like your commitment. And if you feel like they make a strong commitment and they believe it and you believe it, then we'll make sure they get this recognition up front that they'll be able to add the letters to. And when they get that recognition and can add those letters to it, it's on.
Well, when they get the recognition, it's a visible sign of commitment. I mean, it is a visible sign of saying, hey, I'm in. And once you say you're in, and now let me back up on something here. You got 4,500 points a month. Now, if let's say, you know, 1 month I don't hit the 4,500, or let's say I'm in there and I pick up a client and it's 2,000 points. Well, I got to get another one for 2,500 or a third one.
Right.
Whatever it is, it's 4,500 points. So you got to keep that in mind. This dovetails perfectly, by the way, with the Elite Leader Program, because that's a sale, that's a client a week.
Right.
You know, for that. And if somebody becomes an elite leader on a minimum basis, which is, because that's a client a week on 1,200 points. So if I'm out there listening to this, here's what I would be thinking. Number one, if I'm relatively new, I would make sure that I'm licensed and I put together a team of 10 licensed people if I'm brand new. Now, 10's the minimum. You'll probably need a few more than that because you want people to commit. In other words, if let's say I had 10 licensed people, I'm not going to get all 10 people to say, okay, I'm in. Now, you hope they all do, and maybe they all will. But if I want to make sure I've got my 10 that says they're in, all right, well, I might need 12 or 15. And maybe some of the 10 will say, no, I don't think I'm interested in it. And that's fine because it's not about our goals. It's about your goals. But it all starts with this. Now, if I'm a little bit more experienced leader and I've been around a little while, know what I'd be doing? In fact, it's exactly what I'm doing, is I am putting together an evaluation of my existing team. And between now and the end and next few months, examining commitment. In other words, are they in? And I'm going to absolutely make sure on my net team, my net CEO team, I'm going to have 110 plus people, but a minimum of 110 is probably going to take 120, 130 that say I'm in. And that's how I'm going to meet my part of the commitment.
Well, you know, and I think what's so exciting about this is the hard part is done. We've got these leaders in place. They're licensed. They're ready. And I don't think this is going to be something that we can miss. I mean, I believe that our team is ready for this challenge. They're ready to take this kind of a charge. And I think that what we're going to do is going to blow the minds of the entire industry. I know that it'll probably be a little bit of a shock to them when they see us go from where we are today, which is incredible, to blowing it up and having this huge success. And one thing I'll tell you about having success like that, you never go back to your old shape. Bill, you remember we first started working together. We hit the highest level that company had with the fewest people and the most production per person that anybody had ever done in the company history. And though we had never hit that level ever before, we never dropped below the level that it took to get there ever again. So isn't that crazy?
That's good news for everybody.
Well, it is.
You know, something like that. And that's what happens when you start getting into goal setting. And this is a real serious subject. You can have all the dreams in the world, but if you don't start putting, you know, the game plan on paper, and that's where I'm a fanatic on the 12-week year and making sure you have goals with deadlines. And we have a very specific goals with deadlines. You'd be surprised how people respond. I know how I respond, and that's favorably because we're not exactly asking for anybody to hang the moon here. This is so hittable, it's unbelievable. But it's going to take some orchestration. Goals don't happen by accident. You got to keep that in mind. Nothing happens by accident. And there's another part of this. You know, I think it's really important that, and I'm talking to all of our team leaders here, that you get your teams rallied around this. Because what's going to happen is you're going to see yourself probably every month, but certainly every 12 weeks, you're going to find yourself where you're going to have a bigger team, more production, which makes you more solid. And remember this, success begets success. You build on one success after another, and all of a sudden success gets a lot easier. And to add to that, Tom?
Well, I think what's going to happen is the for whatever reason, I know the human nature is, when you do something, your team does that. And they're following the leader. And I think that we're going to have leaders doing their 4,500 and then some, and they're going to have their leaders doing something like that. And before you know it, we're going to blow this away. These numbers are going to be incredible. But how this is going to work is, between now and the end of the year, we're going to identify who's in, who's making these commitments, both as an SMD base and as an individual. And then when we come to our convention, that looks like it's going to be in Las Vegas the first week of February.
Yeah, we'll have an announcement here soon on where. It's actually the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in February. We've locked down the dates for sure. We're going to be getting the details out on that probably next week. But do a save the date, February 1st, 2nd, 3rd. That's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. EMDs and some other leaders will probably need to get in there that Wednesday night, which is January 31st of 2018. And it will end on Sunday the 4th.
So what we're going to do is we're going to have these awards pre-made up for the people that make the commitments and have their name on it. And they're going to be able to get those awards at the convention for making the commitment.
Right.
And they're going to go back home with them. Of course, we'll do recognition for all the things we've done in the past. But the recognition we have planned for the future of this is going to be mind-blowing. Every single month that somebody hits something and they do their commitment of either 4,500 personally or 25,000 as a base, they're going to move themselves one step closer to all the recognition we're going to identify, and you'll be able to see what it is. If you hit 12 out of 12 months, you can't even imagine how we're going to treat you like royalty and what that's going to mean to you and your business as you go forward. And it's going to be a lot of people, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'll tell you this. All of us have been doing this business for a long time. We've had a great run. It's been incredible. We've made money. We've made a difference in the families' lives of our clients that trust us with their money and the associates that trust us with their career. But this is going to be a chance to make history. And making history is not something that comes along that often. Being on a championship team, there's just nothing like it. And making history, there's nothing like it. And the smile you're going to have on your face, the look on our competition's face is going to be so fun that we just can't wait.
I actually think the statement we will make with the industry is a big deal. The industry is in drastic need of revitalization. You know, I just don't think the industry has done a real good job of distributing, you know, the great products that they have out there. And we have some of the best product providers ever. And we've got some of the best people ever in the business. We've got some of the best business people in business ever on this team. And, you know, when I think about what we're capable of doing over the next 5 years, it's mind blowing. And, but it starts, you know, I like thinking 5 years down the road, but we are concentrating on what we're going to do right now to get ready for what we're going to do in 2018. And I know some of you might be thinking, hey, it's only September. You know, it's actually only in the middle of September, but I got to tell you, the time to plan for this is not in December. Yeah, you've got to start planning for this now. And once it's done, and you know, once you're in motion and you have your specific game plans and what you're going to do, and you've got that weaved into your business plan, yeah, you'll knock it out. No question about that.
Well, we're going to ask our product providers to help us with this, and they're going to step in and they're going to help us create new presentations for their main products, like for instance their IUL with Nationwide's an example. We're going to have a video that'll match up with that new presentation specifically on their product. We're going to have campaigns for Wealthway 360 that you'll be able to use the email side of this if that's your choice of how to prospect. We'll have messages pre-set up if you want to use texting for your
flipbook.
Flipbook, yes.
Yeah.
And have that available as software, have it available as print, so you can do it either way. And then you'll have a chance to make a commitment and get either an I'm in or a we're in award ahead of time, and just be able to go back and really know that you're going to do your part in what we're describing as $100 million surge.
Let me talk about something about commitment. Can you really do anything without big commitment? Some commitment, any commitment, you've got to have commitment. And if you're going to have some goals, make some big goals. Don't sit there and think, because look, I've been there. You sit there and say, okay, well, I remember when I came here, I came by myself. I always joke, when I came by myself, I really had three people, me, myself, and I. So you've always got three people. But beyond that, you're really by yourself, all right? So you come here, and you might be sitting out there by yourself. That's okay. All right. Everybody starts that way. But then what you got to do is you got to say, OK, I'm going to make sure I'm competent and coded and I'm going to get my 10 people. And by the way, your 10 licensed people with the production will make you an SMD. Keep that in mind. So that dovetails into that perfectly. So you go out there and you don't have your 10 full, your 10 licensed people yet. And it's going to take a few more than 10, but you got to have 10 committed people. You'll be an SMD. You know, on this, you won't have any issues with that. You will be an SMD. And those of you that are already SMDs, you've got to tee it up in the base, and you've got to be thinking about, okay, I need to make EMD. I need to make CEO. I need to make EVC. Those are all stages of that, and it's all a function of how many people you have licensed. The person, the team with the most licensed people will always do the most production. Now, not that this is a contest or a comparison to anybody else, but look, just think how good would it feel for some of you, all of you, you know, if you looked up and you started at the beginning of the year and you had, you know, 100, 150 licensed people, committed licensed people, not just somebody who has a license, people that are committed to go out there and doing something big and helping us hit this goal, which will help them hit their goals. See, by them hitting their goals, all right, and helping you hit your goal, they're going to hit their goals. Everybody wins together in a system like this. So it's not just, okay, you know, this is just good for the company or good for the super team builder or good for the EMD or good for the SMD. This is good from everybody. A part-timer who goes out there and commits to those 4,500 points, which might take one or two clients a month, is going to make $1,000 or $2,000 a month part-time. That's big money. You go start putting together a team of people like that, you go from being average and ordinary to being extraordinary. So you got to commit to that. And frankly, if you're not going to commit to something like this, what are you even doing?
Right.
Not that I'm trying to.
Well,
what are you even doing?
We ask ourselves that. What are they doing here? If you came here to be successful, so we're going to give you something that is going to give you a chance to be recognized like you're a leader on a championship team. And for most of us that didn't grow up being athletes, this is your chance. You know, I think about having a convention that we call All in February of 18, and just the pageantry of it all and the way we do it. But in my mind, I'm already thinking about the convention in 19 when we've done it and we do 100 million plus. What if we hit 130 or 40 million points? What does that look like? And I'll tell you what it looks like. We have Steven Tyler and Aerosmith come in and play Dream On for us to open up the thing with a chorus and an orchestra. And then as people are coming down to walk across the stage because they hit their goal and they did what their commitment said they were going to do, we have Aerosmith play Walk This Way. How cool would that be? And you get to walk down and walk the stage. It's live streamed to the world. Pictures are taken by photographers of you up on that kind of a set and stage and that kind of a – what does that look like to your team as you build your team going forward? And who's attracted to that kind of success and cash flow? And how many – seven-figure plus earners would we have? How many multiple six-figure? I mean, it would just be unbelievable what we would have done there. And we will have all known that potential was sitting there inside all of us. We just had to bring it out. And so we're now that we're a collection of all these great leaders from all these different backgrounds, and we're now all together as a team, we can pull it together, be a team, do this production, break the records that are meant to be broken by us, and go out and make history together.
Agreed.
Well, hey, it's been great to visit with you guys. I wanted to make sure you got a chance to have a sneak peek of this. We'll be going into great detail, showing what the awards are going to look like and kind of really digging into this and what this might look like. So we're gonna do that really soon.
So the takeaway on this podcast, there's a few of them, right? You know, the first is be thinking about your personal goals, be identifying your licenses. You know, who do you have licensed? Be making up putting together a expanded, greatly expanded prospect and contact list. There's not a person that you're going to be talking to, frankly, it's not going to want to be, not going to want to be a part of this. You want to do a save the date on February 1, 2, 3 of 2018. And we didn't talk about this, Tom, but you want to really make sure you start plugging in to you know, the red carpet days coming, or the green carpet days coming up, and also the podcasts and the Monday webinars, which will shortly be turned into an actual TV show. And you know, it might seem a little odd to maybe talk about that on this particular podcast, but if you're selling a vision to somebody and you're sitting there and you've got, you know, those of you that have a team know the importance of it. And those of you that are, you know, obviously everybody's expanding their team, you got to have stuff for people to plug into. And people have got to look at things beyond what's going on locally. You know, if I just depended on what I was doing locally and didn't have the conference calls at the time, now you would do, you know, our webinars and podcasts. If I didn't take people down to Atlanta on about an every month or two basis to sell them a bigger vision and didn't have some of the meetings we were doing, we wouldn't have the team we had. And now we can accelerate all that with all these new tools, but you got to plug in. There's never been, I believe, a more important time to make sure you're plugged in and you have your team plugged in.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.